وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you in IRIB English Radio in series of talks for humanity. In previous episode, we have started a new topic. As we promised before, we began to talk about human rights in the Holy Book. We promised to count different human rights recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Holy Book. Of course, if we do not look at the Holy Book, there are many books, theories, and many works have done on this issue. There are many people talking about human rights. They count many rights for human beings. But as we said at the very beginning, the most accurate, the most guaranteed, and the most authentic evaluation element for the authenticity of all human works is to refer to the Holy Book, to the words of God, to see whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approved that. So whatever human right that is approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to accept that. The very first right that we can count it as a human right is the right to live. The right to live. Life is very precious. Life of human beings is very, very precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very golden verse, He says that من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. When we ponder upon this verse, we feel somehow how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much the life of human beings means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that if one kills and murders one person, it is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the murder of all human beings on the earth. مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا. Whoever kills one, it is equal with killing all. Doesn't matter. And on the other hand, مَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever keeps and protects the life of one person, he actually protected the life of all human beings. So one equals with all with respect to the life. So we cannot minimize and say, okay, we only killed one person. No, you have killed the whole people on the earth. When we say all people, all human beings, we do not mean all human beings at our time. No, all human beings from the beginning of the life of Adam, peace be upon him, till the day of judgment. We don't know how many billions of people are going to come in the following centuries. So it's getting very interesting. After a short break, I'm going to talk about that more. Thank you.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Thank you, my dear audience, for joining us in IRIB English Radio. I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you in series of talks for humanity about human rights in the Holy Book, beginning with the right to live. We said that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one person equals with all. Killing one person equals with killing the all human beings. Of course, this right is not absolute, it's relative. Because sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates when someone kills the other, he must be punished. Of course, when he is going to be punished, there would be a hurt, there would be a loss to his own life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when we say the right to live means the right to live for the one who had not hurt the life of other people. So this right is very significant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approved this right, but also we can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expanded this right somehow. What do I mean? I mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by right to live, does not exclusively mean the normal physical life, also the spiritual life. Do you remember we once in some episodes, we talked about different types of life of heart. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves that there is another type of life of heart. Some people are apparently alive, but they are dead. They are dead. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man qatala nafsan faka'annama qatala an-nasa jami'a," the Prophet of Islam and Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, they approved that when you misguide someone, actually you are killing his heart. So if you misguide someone, actually you are killing him. And killing him equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with killing all human beings. And on the other hand, if you guide someone, man ahyaha, you are giving him the actual life. Actually, the actual life is the spiritual life. The physical life is not that important in comparison with the actual spiritual life. When you are guiding someone, you are reviving him. He was about to die. You are reviving him. When you revive him, when you're giving life back to him, it equals with giving life back to all human beings. That's why the Prophet says to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that if you guide one person to the right path, it is much better than anything in the universe. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala ali Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على